At their meeting last week, counselors chose to move forward with a motion proposing a new maximum temperature bylaw for residential rental units. While landlords in Ontario are required to provide a minimum level of heat, the same obligation does not exist for air conditioning. The motion suggested an amendment to the existing property standards bylaw requiring landlords or property owners of residential units with air conditioning systems to maintain a temperature not exceeding 26 degrees Celsius from June 1st to September 30th. Environmental and health advocates believe the motion did not go far enough, requesting that the requirement extend to rental units that do not already have air conditioning installed. Anne Fu, Commissioner of Environmental Sustainability with the Queen's University Alma Mater Society, made the case for this amendment before council.
While I am grateful that the city has decided to put forward a motion to adopt a maximum allowable temperature in rental units, I'm disappointed to see that the language only applies to rental units that already have air conditioning systems. Many of Kingston's most precarious renters don't live in units with air conditioning systems in the first place and cannot afford to have them installed on behalf of the landlord. This motion won't help them access cooling, nor anyone else who is low income, disabled, or chronically ill, elderly, or supporting a family. I also want to say that although these testimonies are collected from the student district, this likely applies to many other tenants in many other areas of Kingston. We need a bylaw that not only establishes a maximum temperature in rental units, but that does so in a way that doesn't pass the costs on to tenants and that protects all Kingstonians, regardless of their ability to afford housing and cooling technologies. Through this bylaw, Kingston has a critical opportunity to stand up for the health and safety of its most vulnerable citizens and become a leader alongside other municipalities in Ontario working towards similar laws, including Toronto and Hamilton.
Councillor Jeff McLaren presented a petition with over 1,500 signatures from environmental organizations Seniors for Climate Action Now and 350 Kingston, urging the province of Ontario to direct landlords to keep temperatures in all rental units below 26 degrees Celsius during the summer without passing on costs to residents and tenants. Dr. Henry Swoboda, an emergency physician with Kingston Health Sciences Center, also spoke before council, stating that this is a necessary step to protect public health.
I've seen firsthand the devastating impact of extreme heat, and I have seen what happens when we fail to prepare for predictable disasters due to upfront costs. We see costs in human lives as well as downstream dollar costs that overwhelm our healthcare system. When patients come into the ER with heat illness, I often hear two things from them and their families. One is, I didn't think it was that hot, and two is, we just checked on them and thought they were all right. These statements reveal a dangerous reality. Heat can be sneaky. This isn't just about discomfort, it's about life and death.
A report by the Intact Center on Climate Adaption at Waterloo University named Kingston as one of the Canadian cities projected to be most exposed to extreme heat as the impacts of climate change become more prevalent. According to the report from city staff, very few municipalities in Ontario have a standalone adequate temperature bylaw, with Hamilton and Toronto currently exploring their options to enact a bylaw which would include rental units that do not currently have air conditioning. Robert Mello with the Kingston Property Rental Association, representing about 75 members with thousands of rental units, came to speak against the motion, claiming that the cost to landlords would be too high.
Possible solutions must involve all levels of government providing incentives to make necessary capital improvements. We must work together to meet these challenges. This downloading of costs onto landlords is unsustainable. We do know that there's a number of older buildings here. And of course, a lot of these buildings have tenants that have been there for 10 years and more, and they're paying, you know, somewhere between $600 and $1,000 per month rent when hydro alone, this doesn't include sewer and water, hydro alone is $300 in the month. So it's basically going to push them out of the business. And so the low rents, it's just going to be another excuse to just abandon the property or sell it there's going to have an effect on housing for sure in the city, guaranteed.
Mello also stressed that the majority of units do not currently have air conditioning installed. When it came time for councillors to discuss, the city's lawyer Jenna Morley warned council that the city may not have the authority to mandate a maximum temperature in all rental units, as air conditioning is not included in landlord obligations in existing provincial legislation.
I'm going to decline to provide any further legal advice in open session this evening, but I would certainly advise council against hastily enacting a bylaw on uncertain jurisdictional grounds without an appreciation for the knock-on effects of that bylaw.
In the end, amendments were made to the motion, and it was decided that council will await the results of the push for this legislation in Toronto and Hamilton. or changes to provincial legislation that would allow the municipality to assuredly move forward with this mandate for all residential units. Councillor Vincent Shinani had the following comment on the amendments.
It could end up being where, say, these other municipalities that are trying to implement this, that they may run into roadblocks or do something like not properly, where we can evaluate that and say, okay, well, this is the mistakes that were made there. Then if we try a different way, and learn from their mistakes, or maybe it's successful, and then we'd be like, okay, and we could just duplicate it.
Councillor Brandon Tozzo wrapped up his time stating the following.
I think if we vote this motion, we're going to frustrate both people who are advocating for tenants, and we're going to frustrate landlords who are not quite happy with this. Everyone's going to walk out of the room a little bit unhappy, which says to me what the municipality is doing tonight is adequate.
The amended motion passed with a vote of 12-1. With Councillor Gary Osteroff opposed, city staff will report back to council in the coming months with the necessary amending bylaw to provide a new maximum temperature for residential units with air conditioning systems. Other actions in the motion include advocacy to the provincial government and the development of a heat response strategy in partnership with the Southeast Health Unit. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.